You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Paul writes, "The point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, he has distributed freely, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others. While they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift." Here ends the reading. It would be easy and all too expected to continue our recent line of thought these last few days with further devotional conversation about each one giving as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Paul certainly is speaking directly and plainly to the Corinthian Christians about their obligation to give, about the joy and cheer that comes from giving, and his expectation that disciples of Jesus will give generously and from the heart. The key to Paul's thought, however, comes from verse 15. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. What matters is not what we give or how much we give. What matters is that God has first given to us an inexpressible gift, the gift of his own son, born to Mary and Joseph, born in a stable in Bethlehem, born to give his life on the cross for us and for our salvation. Paul reminds his hearers that, as it is written, God has distributed freely. He has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God, says Paul. He is careful to remind the Corinthians and us that God is the giver, that God first gives to us. Paul reminds us that God created us and all that exists, the universe, the earth, the soil and seed, sun and moon, wind and rain, as well as plants and animals for food, home, family, and relationships. The greatest gift of all, however, the inexpressible gift, is the gift of his son Jesus. It's this gift which so moves and opens the heart that we can't help but give to God our thanks and praise to others. To give to God our thanks and praise, and to give to others whatever we can to help them in their need. Christmas is indeed a festival of giving. As the Father gives the Son, we receive him and we give in love to others. Let's pray. Our Father God, we give thanks for the inexpressible gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Suggested Advent action. As we draw near to Christmas, be cheerful in joy and thankfulness for Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.